The Washington, D.C. City Council is moving forward with a bill to decriminalize marijuana. The bill would change the penalty for possession from a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail to a simple $25 fine. But it would leave criminal penalties for smoking in public. Councilmember David Grosso is a supporter of the bill.
Putting people in jail is no longer the solution to this problem, and that the war on drugs has really failed, and that what we need to do is we need to find a way to heal our communities from that, and we need to make sure that people are no longer being thrown in jail for nonviolent offenses, and we can start, in my opinion, with marijuana.
This is an ounce of simulated marijuana.
Councilmember Yvette Alexander was the lone dissenter in a preliminary vote. She is concerned the bill would make Washington a top drug market.
Yeah. It'll increase more attraction to this area for the sale of drugs. But, you know, because the purchase of drugs is little to no repercussion.
Supporters argue decriminalization will cut law enforcement costs and address racial disparities recently outlined in a report by the American Civil Liberties Union, which advocates for American civil rights. The report found people of color are 8 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession in Washington, even though usage rates are often higher in certain white communities. Washington attorney Paul Zuckerberg has represented marijuana defendants for 28 years.
We're arresting almost 6,000 people every year for simple possession of marijuana. D.C. leads the nation in marijuana arrests per capita. And we also lead the nation in racially biased arrests.
Decriminalization advocates say racial disparities in arrests are a nationwide problem and threaten a generation of black Americans with the stigma of criminal records. Bill Piper is with the Drug Policy Alliance, which calls for drug policy reform.
Besides the arrests, there's the fact that they have this scarlet letter that is with them for the rest of their life, which makes it hard for them to get jobs, and makes it hard for them to find housing.
City Council Chairman Phil Mendelson voted for the decriminalization bill, but thinks the racial disparities argument is the wrong reason to change the law.
So I think that's a false argument. To be sure, if there are discriminatory practices in policing, we should vigorously investigate and put an end to that. But that's not the basis for whether something should be a crime or not. And in fact, most members of the council don't support criminalizing drug use.
The bill faces another city council vote before it goes before Mayor Vincent Gray. Then it must be approved by the U.S. Congress, which oversees laws in Washington, D.C. Jeff Swicord, VOA News.